We're doing Gemara Megillah. We're up to Chaf Amud Beis. And we'll dedicate our learning tonight to Moshe Silver, who couldn't make it with us. We miss him in our learning. Amen. Hashem should bless him. And Yemalei Mishalot Libo L'Tova. Hashem should fulfill the wishes of his heart for good.
Amen.
Kol Yom Kasher L'Kriyat HaMegillah. We're holding the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. All day is kosher for the reading of the Megillah. Ideally, we read the Megillah right away. But if you didn't make it in the morning, you were having a hangover, so you should ask yourself why you got drunk the night before, because there's no real source in that for that in halacha. But at any rate, you could catch the Megillah all day long, technically, and it's kosher.
Toshkia.
Veli kriyat halel. Same thing with reading halel. And I hope you're not having a hangover tomorrow morning, right? Veli tkiat shofar. And for blowing the shofar, again, we have a biblical mitzvah. We're supposed to do it as early as possible, like every mitzvah. You missed it in the morning all day long. You could hear the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it's kosher. Vilintilat lulav, same thing with shaking lulav. Ideally, we do mitzvahs right away in the morning. You didn't do it all day long, it's kosher. Vilintilat musafin, same thing for the musaf prayer. We saw earlier today in our Ein Yaakov review class that he's called a posheya. Well, to a person who misses, he's dominating musaf in the afternoon, that's improper, but it is kosher. Vela musafin, and for the actual musaf sacrifices of Yom Tov, of Rosh Chodesh, etc. Vilevidu yaparin. We said, let's say the congregation erred. They did something, they did a sin. Ephraim came to the high court and asked them if his shaver is kosher. And they said it's a kosher shaver. And then they publicized the psak that this is a kosher shaver, everyone can use it. And everyone started buying this Norelco lift and cut shaver. And everyone's using it. And then the high court reviews its ruling a year or two later, and they say, ah, we made a mistake. Everyone's been doing a biblical prohibition of tar, shaving with a razor. That shaver is considered a razor. So they publicize, we made a mistake, everyone stopped using those razors, you had to take out the lift and cut mechanism. Can't use them as is. Now, wait a second, but the majority of the Jewish people sin the sin that's an Isser Chata, so the Torah tells us they bring a sacrifice called the Par Elam Dover. One sacrifice the court brings representative of the whole congregation because they made a mistake in their ruling. So, when they bring that sacrifice, they lean on it, and they confess, you know, we made this mistake, Hashem, please forgive us. And we have a similar sacrifice. Let's say the Kohen Gadol, he's wondering, could I use this shaver? He looks at it, he says, ah, good shaver, okay. Then he starts using the shaver, and suddenly he sees he made a mistake. So he has his own special sacrifice if he made a mistake, special sacrifice. So again, he has to lean on it, and the same thing. Okay, so we see there is a vidui, there's a confession that one makes before God with regard to these parin, these cows that are brought as a sacrifice. Vilevidui maaser. We said that when one brings maaser, one makes a declaration that he's done everything properly. So that also, there are times when we do this declaration, that's called vidui maaser, that also can be done all day long. Vilevidui yom kippur. Same thing on Yom Kippur. The confession that the Kohen Gadol makes. Lismicha, for leaning on an animal, lishtita, slaughtering the animal, liknufa, waving it, lagasha, bringing it near the altar, likmitza, for taking the kmitza, that's the middle 3 fingers worth of flour that's brought on the altar, velaktara, and burning it, limlika, for sacrificing the birds. Milika was a special way of sacrificing birds in the temple. You guys familiar with what it is? Oh, he knows. They grow their nail long, and with the nail they'd pull back the windpipe and food pipe behind the neck, and then they'd be able to penetrate with their nail. So that's what the Torah tells us to do. We wouldn't think of this on our own.
It's crazy.
And for receiving the blood. Yeah, I think so. Vila azaya, and sprinkling the blood. Vila shkat sota, and giving the sota waters to be drank. Vila rifata egla, and for the special egg la rufa, you guys remember that procession? If a person is found murdered, the Torah says there's a whole procession with a young calf that we do to publicize what happened, and we verify. And if we can't do anything, at least we do this procession to show that the Torah says, do this procession. If don't let a guy just go to be murdered and nothing happens. Viletarata mitzorah, and the purification of the mitzorah can be done all day long. Now we turn to the night mitzvot. Kol ha'layla kasher l'ktzirat ha'omer. All night long we may harvest the omer. That's the, an omer is a volume, and we do that the night before the second day of Pesach. Ve'lekter chalavim ve'varim. And for the offerings of the fats and the limbs. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Davash mitzvot bayom, anything that the mitzvah is by day. Kasher kol ha'yom, biblically, mitzvot that are kosher by day can be done all day long. Davash mitzvot b'layla, something that the mitzvah is by night. Kasher kol ha'layla, it's kosher to do it all night long. It's a good question. By Pesach, like we have a special derivation. Excellent question. Let's wait. The Gemara will ask it. Ask the Gemara's question. If, when your father's following this class, he could be proud, Mr. Mali. Back to the Gemara. Minalan, the Gemara says, what's the source for this concept? De'amalkra, the verse says, when it comes to reading the Megillah, the verse says, Vayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. These days are commemorated and performed. So the days that's telling me all day you could do it. L'kriyat ha'alel, how do I know that Hallel can be read all day long? Because the verse says, "Dichtiv mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o." From sunrise to sunset, we praise Hashem. So that pasuk teaches me that the praise, the Hallel, can be said all day long. Rav Yosef omer zayom asa Hashem. In Hallel, it says, "This is the day that God made in which we will sing in His honor. We will be rejoice in His honor." So it seems to include the whole daytime period. Zehayom, this day. So all day is kosher. V'lintilat lulav. How do we know we could shake lulav all day long? Dechtivu l'kachtem lachem bayom harishon. It says, take these four species on the first day of Sukkot. It includes all day long. V'litkiat shofar, blowing the shofar. Dechtiv yom tuwa yelachem. A day of blowing it will be to you. So we see all day is kosher. V'la musafin, the musaf sacrifice. Dechtiv v'yom biyomo. Each day with its sacrifice seems to encompass all day. V'litfilat ha-musafin, and the prayer of Musaf, how do we know that's kosher all day long? Kamusafim, shavyo ha-rabanan. The rabbi said, just like the Musaf sacrifice is kosher all day, so to the Musaf prayer, its correspondence is also kosher all day long. V'levidui parin, for confession on the cows, the alif kapara, kapara miyom ha-kippurim. We have a derivation, it says the word kapara, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it says the word kapara. When it comes to these other cows, and we derive just like Yom Kippur is kosher all day long, because it says the Yom Kippurim, on the day of Yom Kippur, you'll bring these sacrifices to include all daytime hours. So to these other cows that are brought for Ephraim's shaver or for the Kohen Gadol's shaver, etc., those are also brought all day long. Titania gabe Yom Kippurim, because the Braisa teaches us by Yom Kippur. The pasuk says he will atone for himself and his family. The verse is talking about atonement through speech by saying vidui. And when does he get atonement? By day, as the verse says, on this day Hashem will give you atonement. The atonement comes during the day of Yom Kippur. So being that it says kapara by Yom Kippur, and that's by day. And it says kapara by these other cows, so that's also by day. Velevidui maser, we said that when a person brings maaser, so there are times that he makes this declaration, that he says, I've done things the way you asked me to, God, that's called vidui maser. Dichtiv, as the verse says, v'amata lifnei Hashem Elokecha, you will declare before Hashem your God. You will make this declaration, God, I've cleared my home, I paid my taxes by the proper date, I've cleared my home from the holy foods that I'm responsible to give to the Kohen, to the Levi, to the poor. And adjacent to that it says, on this day Hashem commands you to do the mitzvot. So we say, being that the next pasuk says this day, that's indicative on the previous pasuk as well. When will you make this declaration? By day, by the daylight hours. L'smicha v'lishchita, we said, you lean on the animal, you slaughter the animal, all day long is kosher. D'chtiv, b'samach v'shachat. The pasuk aligns leaning on the animal with slaughtering it. V'chtiva b'shchitan. When it comes to slaughtering, the pasuk says b'yom zivchachem, on the day of your slaughtering, indicating that slaughtering is done during the daylight hours. V'lit nufa, waving the meat. V'chtiva, as it says b'yom anipchemet omer, waving over here is nufa of the omer, waving the omer. The Torah describes it, the day you wave the Omer, to teach me that it's done during the daylight hours. Vila gasha, bringing it by the altar. De'it kishrit nufa, because the pasuk equates it with waving. De'chtiv, as the verse says, vila kacha kohen miyadei shat minchata knaot, the kohen takes from the woman that offering when the woman is suspected for being unfaithful, he takes it from her hands. Ve'nif ve'ikriv. He'll wave it and then bring it to be sacrificed. We say the pasuk aligned them to teach me that just like the waving is done by day, so too the sacrifice, bringing the flower on the altar, is done during the daylight hours. For the slaughtering of the birds, like Ephraim showed us with the nails. For the picking up of the flower with these three fingers, kmitza. For the offering it on the altar, for sprinkling the blood, because the pasuk says about all these, b'yom tzavatot b'nei Yisrael, on the day that he commanded the Jewish people about their sacrifices. So each of these is called a korban, and that encompasses, Rashi explains how, that all of these should be done during the daylight hours. Being that I feel like your attention is waning, so waxing, so I'm not going into Rashi, we'll just continue going. V'lashkayat sota, and for giving the sota to drink, atya torah toha, we have a derivation, k'tivacha, it says over here, v'asala kohen kol ha-torah hazot, the kohen will do unto the woman the sota, this whole Torah. V'chtiv atam, and over there, by justice, it says, you will do in accordance with the Torah they teach you from the high courts. Al pi ha-torah shor yurucha v'al ha-mishpat. Ma mishpat bayom, just like the Torah they teach you, that justice we do, our courts convene during the daylight hours. Afkan bayom, being that here we use the same word of Torah to describe the laws of the Sota, that teaches us that also must be done during the daylight hours. We said that the Egla Rufa, that young calf, that we do the whole procession when a person is found murdered, that young calf is done, the procession is done by day. Amri Debe Rabbi Yanai, in the Academy of Rabbi Yanai, we're at the top of Chafal from Aleph, they taught Kapara Ktiv Bakekochim, the derivation is because the word Kapara, atonement, is used with regard to the Egla Rufa, just like Kodshim. B'letarat HaMetzorah, the purification of the Metzorah, d'chtiv zot tiyeh Torat HaMetzorah v'yom ta'orato. This will be the purification of the Metzorah on the day of his purification, that indicates that it's done during the daylight hours. Kol ha'layla kasher l'k'tzirat ha'omer, we said all night is kosher for the harvesting of the Omer. Dam amar k'tzirah v'svirah b'layla, because we have a quote, we have a halacha. The harvesting of the Omer is done by night, and the counting of Sfiras Omer ideally is done by night. The Avah Bayom, and the bringing of the sacrifice of the Omer is done by day. V'lekter chalavim ve'varim, the offering of the fats and the limbs, d'chtiv kol ha'layla ad ha'boker. Because it says the limbs and the fats are on the altar all night till the morning. So we see that all night is kosher for the offerings of the conclusion of a sacrifice. You bring the prime parts of the sacrifice by day, but there are fats that are left over and limbs that are left over, those could be brought up all night long. Zaklal, the Mishnah concluded with a generalization. Something that the mitzvah is by day is kosher all day long. Now we have a rule that whenever the Mishnayos tell us a rule, it's not the rule, right? It's a generalization which we knew already earlier in the Mishnah. So the generalization is there to teach me one more thing. But it's not the way we would think that a generalization means this is the blanket rule, finish. No, quite the contrary. A generalization in Mishnah code, in Mishnah language, teaches me one more halacha. So whenever you have a generalization in the Mishnah, the Talmud always asks, what's the Mishnah coming to teach me? The Mishnah just gave me all the examples I could think of mitzvahs by day and mitzvahs by night. Told me the day mitzvahs are relevant all day. Night mitzvahs are relevant all night. The Mishnah concludes and tells me, now I'll tell you a rule. Wait a second. If the rule was really such a rule, tell me the rule and don't tell me the details. Why'd you tell me all the details in the Mishnah? So the code in understanding Mishnah is that a rule doesn't mean a rule like we use it in English. The rule is coming to teach me another halacha. So the Gemara automatically asks, Zaklal, this rule, Asuyei Mai, is coming to include what? What is the cloud, the generalization coming to be inclusive of? La'atuyayet is coming to include achilat psachim, the eating of the paschal offering. Udelok Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and to the exclusion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Ditanya, for we have the following brisa. It says in the Torah about the paschal offering, Ve'achiluta basar b'layla hazeh. They will eat the meat of the paschal offering on this night. Which night? Pesach night, right? Pesach night, we eat the Korban Pesach. Now, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah taught, Ne'mar kan b'layla hazeh. It says over here, eat the Korban Pesach on this night, the night of Pesach. V'ne'mar la'alan, and in the Torah, when it describes that night, the plague of the firstborn, the Torah says, I will cross through the land of Egypt. So these words are a reference to the plague of the firstborn. Who remembers when was the plague of the firstborn? At midnight. So maybe when the Torah says eat the paschal offering on this night, using the same wording that the Torah used to describe the plague of the firstborn, maybe the Torah is telling me, just like the plague of the firstborn was done by midnight, so do you be done with your paschal offering by midnight. And that is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Mala lanat chatzot, just like over there the plague of the firstborn was till midnight. Afkanat chatzot, so do here. Finish your paschal offering by midnight. Our Mishnah is coming to disagree with that. Our Mishnah says, no, you could do it all night long. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is of the opinion that you have to eat your paschal offering by midnight. Drink your four cups by midnight. Eat your apikoman by midnight. Your seder has to be after the four cups by midnight. You ever see a seder like that? Most people, if they're serious about keeping Torah and mitzvahs, and they have a lot to say at the seder, they barely make it to the meal by midnight. Forget the four cups. Oh.
Rabbi Siegel, we went till 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Right? So, ideally, we try to take into account Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Technically, halachically, here we have a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi seems to have sealed off the Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he gave the weight of the Stam Mishnah with the other opinion. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, you got to finish all your mitzvahs by chatzos. Rebbe said, any mitzvah that's a nighttime mitzvah is kosher all night long. Adam immediately caught on and said, wait a second, doesn't that go in contradiction with Pesach? It has to be done by midnight. So that there are two opinions in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is in disagreement with that opinion. You were correct in what you said. So, nonetheless, in Halacha it's quoted, that lechatchila we do take that opinion into account, and we try to finish everything down to the four cups by midnight. We should return to you this chapter called HaKorei L'Mafrea. We should return to you this chapter HaKorei L'Mafrea. We should return to you. It's customary to always begin the next chapter, just like we do on Simchas Torah. We finish one round of learning the Torah and we right away start the next round. So the next chapter begins. HaKorei Et HaMegillah Omed VeYoshev. One who reads the Megillah may do so standing or sitting. If you had one person reading the Megillah publicly, or you had two people reading the Megillah publicly, they have fulfilled their obligation. Where the custom is to make a blessing on the Megillah, you should make the blessing. And not to make a blessing, don't make a blessing. And this is where we'll pick up the beginning of this chapter next semester. Mazel tov.